please drop them off there. The book is still available for sale. All the proceeds will go to our church mission, especially Sunday school. And we are looking for volunteers for our various ministries. There will be a cooking class by Evangeline on Saturday. She will be leading on an Indian cooking. If you are interested in learning some of the spicy cooking of Indian style, please show up at 10 o'clock on Saturday at the kitchen. We will be having a class there. And also, we need people to taste the food and enjoy it. If you are interested in doing that, you are welcome as well. So please come and join that cooking class on Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. Pastor. Yeah.
Here.
Yes, yeah.
Could we kind of get a count to who might, maybe will come to Antioch, if they could raise some hands, that the panel coming?
Yeah, we'll be coming, definitely. And three. Yeah, Linda, Jean.
7 so far, and then we have one young lady that saw the board and called.
Yeah, so we'll expect about 10. Yeah, around 10 people so far. Eddie, you can come and eat.
I get here about 10:30. Just
and tell us how it tasted like, right? All right. So please join us. And somebody said we have another cooking class in April. Okay. She's going to do some gluten-free cooking. So we'll look forward to that too in April. Oh, really?
So we have a good
barbecue. Okay, great. So we have people lined up already for the next couple of months. So let's do that. All right. Our attendance and collections are listed there as well. We had 28 people last Sunday. Please continue to come to church. If you are well enough to go to church, please come here and be here, unless you have any other emergency, because during this time, particularly our church as a whole is going through certain transitions. We want to make sure that we are strong and committed to the cause of our faith to this community. So please be here on Sunday mornings and bring our friends or family as much as possible to be here. Are there any other announcements that I missed, or anybody want to add anything? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 555 in the blue hymnal, Forward Through the Ages.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us together to come and worship at this place along with all the saints around the world and in heaven. Lord, as we gather together and continue the journey of Lent towards Easter, grant that we grow in the meaning of love that you have shown to us, that we may reflect that love to others and to renew our covenants that we made through our baptisms. Bless us, Lord, with your spirit to renounce injustice in any form, social or economic or geographic or racial, and to reject the evil forces of wickedness like hatred and violence or pride and grudge. Help us, Lord, to repent of our sins during this time, our sins of commissions and omissions that we face every day in our lives. Bless us today also as we celebrate the Women's History Month and also the International Women's Day. Bless women everywhere, especially those mothers and grandmothers and sisters who work to care for the family members in need while forsaking their own interests. We pray for all women who face prejudice, inequality, and gender disparities. Help us, Lord, to see the discrimination and stand against it with all the women to take a stand for the justice in this world. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. May your presence fill us in our hearts, in our lives, so that we can go out from this place as powerful witnesses for your kingdom. Let your name be glorified in our midst, and may all of our lives be blessed through our worship today. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
This is our fellowship time as we greet each other in Christian love. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. I have a couple of acknowledgments that I have to make. This second row here, from Jeremiah, Elijah, Selah, and Ariella. Welcome to this church as visitors. Please stop by and say hi to them as they're visiting us.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm seeing you
If you are able, please stand for the next hymn, hymn number 398, Jesus Calls Us. Remain standing for the responsive reading, Psalm 121.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we bring our prayers of blessings and concerns and share it with each other and lift them up to the Lord. Let us share our prayers of blessings so that we can thank God for the blessings that we receive, and also let us lift up the burdens and the concerns that worry us so that God will answer our prayers according to His will at His time. So let us share our prayers at this time. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, the prayer requests are listed there. Some of the items especially to mention. Jack is with us today. Nice to see you, Jack. And he is feeling a little better, but we need to continue to pray for his dialysis and the ongoing treatment. Several of us visited Martha and talked to her, and she is in good spirits, and she appreciates the prayer that the church is doing for her and continue to pray for her. Please make phone calls or write notes to her as much as you can, and she really appreciates that. I don't have anything special mentioned for this list. Please use this as a list for your regular prayer request in your study table or your prayer table, and on your regular prayers, please remember these people and things in your prayers. Let us continue to pray for containing the coronavirus issue around the world. Let us pray that God will find a solution to the problem before it gets out of hand. To give the leaders and the people who... Yeah, pray for my mother as well. She's doing a lot better. She's walking, but still with help. So please pray for us. I continue to pray for her. Jean had some issue yesterday, but she says she's getting better. She's going back to the doctor again next week. Please pray for her. Any news from your sister and family?
My sister's doing good, but my brother-in-law, he failed and he's in the hospital for about an hour and struggled to get up, so they put him back in the hospital, and he's at the rehab now again. So it's square one.
Any other items to call out?
I have a praise. My son Alan is on the list, but he's trying to get his PhD, so he is has met with his committee for the last 2 weeks and did an oral and written exam, you know, and he's able to pass all those, so he's getting closer.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
I'd like to add Uncle Willie Howell. Yeah.
And also let us remember our church in our prayers. United Methodist Church is going through some difficult time with issues that they have to resolve, and we know that God is in control. Don't be upset or don't be discouraged, because this is not the first time the church has gone through these kind of issues, and God is a good God, and He knows, and it is God's church. So let us pray for our bishops, our leaders who make the decisions, the coming general conference, to make the right decisions for the church.
Pray for the people that have just gone through the tornado in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And the people that's going through the flood in Jackson, Mississippi.
All right, let us go to God in prayer. Lift these things, items up to the throne of grace of God. And also, any unspoken prayers that you have to share between yourself and God, please bring up to the God, up to the Lord at this time. And let's take a moment of silence and pray for these things, and then I will close with a summarized prayer after that. We read in the scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 4, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Eternal and loving God, we come before you as your people. Thank you, God, for life with all its joys and blessings. A lot of blessings that we don't deserve, you shower upon us every day. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. And we thank you for blessing us even when we are undeserving. Lord, we look up to you for our needs and our burdens also. You are the source of all good things, and you desire only good things for us. Lord, we seek your presence. And when we raise up all these burdens and concerns to you, we know that you listen to our prayers and you will answer according to your will and your time. We lift up all those that we remember here today, particularly the names that we remembered. We pray for Wanda, the person that we are hurting with her problem with her knee and leg. We pray that your healing hand be upon her. Touch her with your healing hand that she will be recovered, Lord. That your will be done. Above all, we pray for peace in her life. We pray for Uncle Willie that was shared here today. Heal him, Lord, according to your grace. We pray for Jack as he is going through the dialysis and the rest of the treatment he has to go. We pray for your guidance, not only for him, but also those who are going through difficult times like that. We pray for your wisdom and guidance, guiding the doctors and nurses who treat them. Be with Linda and Jack as they go to the doctor this week. Bless them with your presence. We pray for Jean, as she is also going back to the doctor. Bless her, Lord, the healing. And above all, fill her with your peace and comfort her with your presence. We pray for Martha and Rich, as both of them are feeling a little better. We pray that you will continue to heal them. As Martha is continuing her chemo, we pray that you bless her with health and strength in her body to continue the treatment, that she can come back to church and be of service and witness to you. Thank you for the good news that we heard today, that her treatment is working. Continue to guide her with your wisdom, the doctors and nurses who treat her and Rich. We pray for Margaret's brother-in-law as she's back again in the hospital. Bless them with your guidance also, how to go forward with the treatment program. Also, bless them with your peace and comfort them with your presence. We pray for Alan, and he, as he's going with his education and his future, open the right doors for him and guide him with your wisdom for the right future path he's not to take. Lord, we pray for those, all of those who are affected by the coronavirus. A lot of people are isolated. A lot of people are having difficult times getting together in various parts of the world. Lord, thank you for your provision in our country when we go, we are faced with these kind of issues around the world. Lord, help us, Lord, to be a helping hand to those around the world who need it. We pray for those all who are affected by them. A lot of people have died. We pray for their families, for your comfort and your peace. We pray for those people who are affected by the tornado in Tennessee. Continue to bless them, Lord, with the resources that they need to restore and resettle, and bless those relief workers. We pray for those people who are also affected by the flooding in Mississippi also, and comfort them with your presence and guide them for their future settlement. We commit all these things into your hand at this time, Lord. We pray that your presence be with us as we pray for these things. Help us to continue to remember those people who are affected by various other disasters that we haven't known and we have not heard. We pray that your special presence be with them and comfort them and bless them. Be with us today as we continue to worship, Lord. We pray that you will bless us with your word, and the power of your spirit will fill us during this Lent season so that we can be more effective and faithful witnesses for the days to come in this community and around the world. Bless us as a church. We pray for our United Methodist Church as a whole, as we are going through an issue of division that may happen. Lord, we pray that your name will be glorified regardless of what happens. We know that you are in control. Help us, Lord, to be humble and obedient before you. No matter what happens, we will follow you. Your love is more than anything else in our lives, Lord, and help us to always remember that love follows us wherever we are. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit as we go from this place. Bless us, Lord, with your power that we can be your light shining in this world to lead others to Christ. We pray all these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior and your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is the offertory time now. The ushers may come forward to collect the offering. Stand for the doxology.
We stand from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We know that it is from your hand that we have received all we have and we enjoy in our lives. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you a portion of what you have given us. Help us, Lord, to be rejoicing in giving not only our prayers but also presents, gifts and service to support the ministry and mission of this church, to be a blessing to this community and around the world. Take this offering and bless this, Lord, so that it will become a blessing abundantly to this world for the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. which is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan and their wives.
Praise God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you all for reading the scripture. It is great to see the children coming up in front of the church and reading the scripture. It's a great testimony that really helped me as when I was a child to be bold to stand up and read the word of God. Particularly, you can't do that in schools anymore. So at least let us do that opportunity to do that in our churches. Thank God for that opportunity we have. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us. Bless us with your word. Illumine our hearts and souls that we can learn from your word, not only to be hearers of the word, but also doers in this world. Lord, let your name be lifted up in our midst and also in our lives, so that we will be a blessing to this world. Bless us with your power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be powerful in our faith, wherever you place us to be faithful. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the Lent season is a season, as I told you, to reflect on our lives and to renounce and reject things that are not good for our lives. A lot of people take this time to leave certain habits like smoking or drinking or eating certain food items. Those are all good things. Renouncing at the same time the wicked forces of evil in our society, injustice in any form. And also rejecting those habits that are binding us, like grudges and hatred and things like that. And also repenting of our sins. So as a church together, we take the several few weeks leading up to the Easter to reflect on our own lives and to clean up a lot of clutter that bothers us, that heavily burdens us from growing in spiritual life with God. So in this story that we just read about Abram being called by God, God called Abram out of a Gentile nation. We read in chapter 11 of Genesis about how Terah left with Abram, Sarai, and Lot from set out from Ur of Chaldeans to go to Canaan. So Ur of Chaldeans was a Gentile country somewhere in Persia, like in Iraq. And they actually left all of that place and went to Haran on their way to Canaan. And God called Abram when he was 75 years old and asked him to leave everything he had, his family, his wealth, his farmland, his cattle, and whatever he had built up as a person who settled his family, and then go to a place where he was going to show him. This is about God's grace showing and coming to the people who needed God's grace the most at that time. Abram was not a Jew, he was a Syrian by birth. It says Aram, which the original word Aram actually was from Syria, and lived in Iraq, like I said, the place of Chaldea, that's what we read there, which is some part of Iraq, and he gave him a promise. And it came as a covenant where God called him and said, I want you to leave all these things, then I will make you a great nation. And I will make your name great, and I will bless those who bless you. He gave him three promises. If he renounces all those things behind and goes to this place that God was showing him, first of all, I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great, and I will bless those who bless you. So Abram obeyed God, and he left all those things that God told him to leave, and then set out on this journey towards this place that he had known before, he has not heard before. So when Abram responded to God's goodness, he responded that with faith and obedience, not knowing where he was going. All he knew that there was a call from God that asked him to go at this time of his life. At 75 years old, when life was good and Abraham was probably kind of settled up with everything in his life, he got a wife, they were waiting for a child for some time and they didn't have a child. But he was kind of a settled person at that age. He had a lot of wealth and cattle and farmland. And all of that thing that God wanted him to leave and then to go to this unknown place, where he had no idea what was waiting for him. But Abram obeyed, and Abram believed in God. That's what we say. We read in later on in many parts of the New Testament that Abram, especially in Hebrews, we read that Abram believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. So it is not again by the work that we are saved, it is by faith we are saved by grace of God. It is only by grace we are saved and not by works. And when God called Abraham, the only thing that Abraham probably was missing, that he had everything in life except missing out on having a child. At 75 years old, Sarah was still barren. And they knew that they were actually exceeding or passing the childbearing age, and they probably lost all hope. Little did they know that God had a different plan for them. Whenever we think that things are beyond our plans and things go against our will or against our plans, remember that God is a God who can devise a different plan for our good. When we think that we ourselves are too weak or too old, getting too sick, or too young in some cases, God can use us regardless of where we are and what situation we are going through. God comes to Abraham and says to him, it is time to pack up. Leave your home behind and leave everything you know, because I am going to go and take you on a trip. But I will be your guide day by day. When we get to a land where I am giving you to call home, I am going to turn you and your wife into the father and mother of many. At a time when they didn't have a single child and lost all hope of having any children. And with that, Abraham packs up everything, gets with Sarah and nephew Lot, and they actually followed God's guidance to the land of Canaan, towards where they were heading to. Little did they know that having children late in life wouldn't be the biggest miracle that would come from all of this. Generations later, a Messiah, Jesus the Christ, would be born of flesh and blood from this family, and the promise would be kept. The promise to exist for more than just oneself in order to bless the world. Jesus would bless the world beyond anything we could ever imagine. Who knew it would start with an old man being willing to take a few steps in the desert into the unknown? The whole world was blessed through Jesus Christ, a descendant of Abraham. And we are here because of him, following that call, knowing not where he was heading to. So many times we get confused about new decisions that we have to make when God calls us for something. We would like to know the destination. We would like to know what are things that we have to pack up and leave, what we have to be prepared for, or tell me, God, something about where you are calling me or taking me. So we as human beings have all these questions. I am sure Abraham also did have that questions. But beyond that, maybe we need to start thinking on a different line. We are asking the wrong questions maybe. Naturally we will ask, you know, where are we going? What are things are we going to face? And what do we need to be prepared for? But God does not give answers like that many times, because we are starting with the wrong questions. When we read the story of Abraham, God focuses on what Abraham must leave behind and not about where he is going. So God told him exactly what to leave behind, even though he didn't tell where he was going clearly. So many times when God calls us to take up a step, he tells us to renounce or leave certain things very clearly. That is what God is asking us to do during this Lent season. To leave certain things behind and take up on a journey towards that Easter day, to celebrate with Jesus the power over death and sin. In order to do that, in order to celebrate that and take up that journey, we have to leave behind a lot of things that are binding or pulling us back. Like I told you, the forces of evil and injustice in this world, in no matter what form it comes, and hatred and grudge. And it is good to leave certain bad habits. I mean, it's very good to leave anything that is bad, right? Smoking or drinking, it is good to leave all of them. But at the same time, we need to take up on certain things. As we leave certain things, we take on certain things. Like we were talking this morning, when you renounce anger, you take up?
Patience.
Absolutely. It's not easy sometimes in this world as we live. But this Lent gives us a time to reflect on these things. Not only to renounce and leave those things, but also to take on the things that we need to take on. The love of God, the compassion of Jesus Christ, so that we can take on new things and become more like Christ as we head towards Easter, so that we can celebrate that beautiful day together as a church. God often calls us to chart unknown territory as we follow him, obeying his commands to forgive, to give away our treasures, or to give up things that provide security and pleasure, often leave us in the scary territory of unknown outcomes. But remember, there is a God who goes with us. The call is to a commitment to our lives to follow the path God has prepared for us. And we need commitment to take up that journey. Many times we like to be involved, right? We get involved in church. A commitment is more than just involvement. Many times I bring up the example of the bacon and egg breakfast. In the bacon and egg breakfast, the chicken is involved, but the pig is committed. It takes more than involvement. We try to be involved many times, but don't make that commitment. It is to the cost of your life that Jesus said, anyone who doesn't take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of the kingdom of God. Let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Taking up the cross cost us something. Sometimes even to the cost of our lives, as the apostles and the heroes of faith who have done that. Abraham was a person of an ordinary man who was living just like you and me. But God called him because he obeyed God, and he knew that he was a faithful person who will obey God and be committed to the cause that he was calling to. And then God blessed him. He told him that I will give you a new name. And he did. And I will make you a new nation. And he did. And he said, I will bless this world through you. And he did, because Jesus Christ came through the genealogy of Abraham. How blessed are we today to see that one man who committed his life for the cause of the call of God. In Judaism, Abraham is honored in their faith. As we read in Genesis, no longer shall your name be Abraham. You are Abraham, because I have made you the father of multitudes. And in Christianity, as we believe, as we read in Galatians, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. And in Islam, they also honor and believe in Abraham's heritage, because in Quran they read, so follow the religion of Abraham, the upright, he was not of the idolaters. So all of these people are blessed. The whole world is blessed because Abraham took that commitment of his life to follow God's call wherever God called him to go. God's call come in many ways. When things do not go on our way or our plans, it is time to realize that God has a greater purpose in his mind for us. God's greater will for us. Disappointments come sometimes. It will become the tools that wean us away from the earthly things that bind us and move us towards a dedication and commitment to God. The Bible is full of stories of call to adventure and commitment like this. God, just like God called Abraham, God called Moses, God called David, called Paul and all the apostles, who ultimately paid the price of their own lives for the sake of the gospel. God called Abraham, the God who called Abraham is still calling people today. Out of our self-centered lives and existence into a life of service and dedication beyond ourselves to this world, to be where all the families of the earth will be blessed through our lives. That is the call that God is making today. As people of the church, the call is being to restore this world through the love and care and compassion of Jesus Christ that the world needs badly these days. Let us commit our lives into the hands of God during this Lent season so that God can use us. No matter where he leads us, we will be committed to follow him in the paths he has prepared for us. May God bless us with these words and help us to continue the journey of Lent towards that Easter. In Jesus' name, Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 117. O God, our help in ages past. If you are able, please stand.
Thank you.
Let us pray before we leave. Dear God, give us a heart that is willing to serve you in any way that you want us, Lord. Enable our eyes to focus on you and change our positions when we need to. Help us to remember your faithfulness in the past so that we will move forward to the great blessings you have kept for us. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.